son's friend, attempting to get a loan in Marcia's name. With LifeLock's help, Marcia was able to stop the fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances and good name. Marcia found out the hard way that identity theft has become so complex, you simply can't find it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't make the mistake of thinking identity theft will never happen to you. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. So what? That all identity theft.
After 5 months,
and
it can't be
the crucial question before them, number one, newly finalized jury instructions, did concert promoter ATV Live hire Dr. Conrad Murray?
We, the jury, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty.
Different jury, you'll remember, found Murray guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Question before this jury is, was he working with Michael Jackson? Or for AEG, he prescribed that fatal dose of propofol.
Hey, this is David Wright in Los Angeles. A 28-year-old woman in Germany. Sarah Alvarez in Alaska, the loose of 150 miles.
Download the mobile app now, and that's the meal sweet SweetJack.com.
Well, they started to teach evolution, and creatures got pushed aside. But when class is done and graduation comes, there's an empty nest inside.
Yeah. Tracy and friends here on a Tuesday afternoon here on WSOM 600 on your radio dial. Here talking to you about what's on our mind and talking to you about what's on your mind. And hope that somewhere we can meet in the middle and do something about it. As the song says, the world is a ghetto. We have the United Nations in session this week, along with the Clinton Initiative, that's losing millions and millions of dollars, yet the people come and lavishly pour money into the Clinton Initiative. Nobody's asked for a year-end report, though. And the Clintons are just smiling. They're smiling more than Jimmy Carter. But, hey, what can I say? Has nothing to do with me. You ought to be happy. Michelle Obama has 2 million. What they're saying? 2 million fake Twitter followers. Wow. I didn't read that right at first. Wow. Nick Walesa says that Poland and Germany should unite. Unite and do what? They want Germany to take over Poland? I'm lost here. Okay. That's something. The Pope says that the Catholic Church should stop being concerned with homosexuality and abortion, and move on. Very interesting, Pope. Very, very interesting. Excuse me, yo. End of summer sinus troubles here, but we're going to conquer them. But I just wanted to know what you think is going to happen here in another week once all the peons have to pay for health care and many of the peons can't afford to pay for health care. Now, I'm wondering this. If you cannot afford to pay for health care, what's going to happen to you? I'd like to know that. I really would. I'm just wondering whether you'll get charged, you know, that amount of money and you end up working from way back behind the eight ball, as many people are doing now. Yep, it's something else here. So I'm just trying to get my TV working, and it's not coming on. So I have to wait till Tracy comes in to figure that one out. Some of the stuff here we have to piece together to make it work. But anyway, six days until the law of the land Obamacare comes in. And right now, I'm still hanging in there. I was increased quite a bit, but they haven't taken my plan yet. Since I'm on a fixed income, I'm wondering how long is that going to be. I don't know. But anyway, what are you thinking? What's on your mind? 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. What do you think about the president, what he said today about the meeting with Iran? So I think he made a good decision by not meeting with them. I think that that's a fair thing to say. He did a good decision here, because I can't see any good in talking to these guys who have sworn to wipe Israel off the face of the map. I just can't see it. So, what are we to say here? Mr. Obama, you made a good decision not to meet with the president of Iran. As your advisors told you to. Finally, you got some good advice. not just non-political, but that'll go toward sending a message to Iran, because guess what? Iran is swiftly moving toward getting enough material to make a bomb. Now, whether they are able to get a delivery system for that bomb, I don't know. I can't say yes, I can't say no. But I don't think Israel is going to allow that. And if Israel has to do something about it instead of us, it definitely would turn into World War III. I'm looking to see what happens here. I sure would like to see what happens once all of this stuff is put in the limelight here. Anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends. We were talking about education yesterday, and education in our area is severely suppressed, and as a result, you have a lot of people not getting a good education. We had a gentleman on yesterday, Mr. Gemma McWilson, that sort of alluded to that in the state of Ohio and in other places where black codes had been established, that they're not interested in helping African-American children do better. But he also alluded to that the present administration of Governor Kasich wants to do something about it now. Now, I'm wondering why we've had all of these years of people in control locally. We've only had one in the inner city of Youngstown where the educational process is the most suppressed, I would say. You've only had one Republican over so many years, maybe two. At one time, we had a Republican superintendent, African-American at that. Now, I may be mistaken about this, but I don't think I am. I worked for that superintendent as I worked for the Youngstown City Schools for 2.5 years. Very much interested in what's going on in education, because we're getting ready to go into a very, very, very difficult time. And the time that we're going into is going to require you to be able to access information so that you understand where you're at in time. You're going to need to know. You're going to need to know what is real about global warming. You're going to need to know what's real about sun flares. What to do if the Earth gets hit by an asteroid. Really, and it's not big enough to wipe out the whole Earth, as they believed happened up under the, when the dinosaurs were killed off, blah, blah, blah. You'll need to know a lot of technical things, and we're lagging far, 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 far behind in technology sciences. Chemistry, math, all these things. Oh, come on. Why? I get stuff when I pull up certain websites and just things get real, real messed up here. But anyway, I'm going to say this. That they're not interested in educating poor children. They're interested in keeping you poor. They're interested in keeping you not knowing and very controllable. That way, when they wipe you out, you won't even know you're being wiped out. I know people think that I'm crazy for saying stuff like this, but you don't understand when evil people get control of government, especially when the size of the United States, and I'm not calling the president evil, but I'm calling forces that control our political system evil and wicked. And they control a lot on both sides right now. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to pay bills right now. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
No time now. I'm cleaning the fish tank.
You can always come up with an excuse for not visiting longtermcare.gov.
Gotta go. Yoga class starts in 10.
Oh, I forgot. Game night.
Perfectly understandable, since going to longtermcare.gov means you actually acknowledge that one day you will be, dare we say it, old.
Hey, do you see any crow's feet on this face? I don't.
And 70% of older Americans will need some form of long-term care services as they age. If you're 50-plus, time to create your strategy for aging so you can stay in charge.
Well, you know, 50 is the new 30.
Sure. Longtermcare.gov makes it easier to figure out where you want to live, who will care for you, and the newest ways to cover the costs. Longtermcare.gov. Find your own path forward. Hey, is that a new gray hair?
Where?
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
As we reviewed how we deploy our extraordinary military capabilities in a way that lives up to our ideals, we've begun to review the way that we gather intelligence so that we properly balance the legitimate security concerns of our citizens and allies with the privacy concerns that all people share. As a result of this work and cooperation with allies and partners, the world is more stable than it was 5 years ago.
Good afternoon.
There are over 200,000
cold. Wow, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the president saying that because of things that have transpired in the past 5 years, that now the world is more stable than it was or 5 years ago. I understand why he's on at night, you know, on the talk shows at night now, because obviously he wants to do stand-up, because that is nowhere near the truth. Here. That's what I don't like. This is what I don't like, the hypocrisy of this administration. They take the last administration's tactics, put them on steroids after they criticized them, and then they're going to, after they release stable nations and turn them over to the unstable Al-Qaeda affiliates, to now they're blowing the living daylights out of people around the world inadvertently whenever they want to. That's laughable. That bothers me. We are not more stable than we were 5 years ago. We're totally unstable. Let me issue you why. Benghazi, number one. What just happened in Nairobi, number two. What's happening inadvertently across the world, where these Al-Qaeda affiliates and Taliban affiliates are striking whenever they want to. You gave the Middle East over to these people. Though Bashar Assad was not our puppet, he kept the modicum of peace going on in a certain way. Certainly, Egypt's president or king did. Certainly, Mr. Gaddafi did. Gaddafi kept a balance of power, and whenever he got out of hand, all you had to do was, I said, Mr. Gaddafi, you're getting out of hand here. You remember what Mr. Reagan did? Well, we'll be worse than that if you don't put a sock in it, sir. And he stopped the rhetoric. What do you think is going on here now? You have the Muslim Brotherhood, who Egypt just outlawed yesterday. Now, how are they going to outlaw half the government? Because a good part of the new formed government were with Muslim Brotherhood people in it. I don't blame them for getting rid of the Muslim Brotherhood, whether they were duly elected or not. Why? Because they're radicals, and what they're going to do is they're going to destroy the artifacts of Egypt, which would destroy anybody wanting to come to Egypt for any reason. But see, just like they had that nut from America that was killed by he was of the Taliban, and a rival Taliban group killed him. Now, tell me how you have a rival Taliban group when both of them is trying to blow up everybody for Allah's sake. Tell me that one. Figure that one. Then tell me why we should have given those people guns and ammunition to fight Syria, or why we supported them in the overthrow of Egypt, who was at peace with our greatest ally, Israel. Why we let them remove Muammar Gaddafi. I'm wondering what Mr. Farrakhan thinks of our president now. I think he's been very silent on things, but then again, I don't tune into his broadcast anywhere or anything on the weekends. Although I have a great deal of respect for Mr. The Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I have a great deal of respect for him. Why? Because he's very intelligent. Very intelligent man. He doesn't make stupid remarks. He makes very poignant remarks. You may not know what he's talking about, because a lot of times he's talking about world politics versus just United States politics, and most people don't understand their own local town politics, much less United States or world politics. But we're playing political games out here. And on the huge stage, it's the United States, China, Russia, Korea, India, Pakistan. Now, the big three, United States, China, and Russia, get to play all the games like we want to. And so it's very interesting to see all the things that are developing right now. But how are you going to tell me that the world is more stable now when you're getting ready to pull out of Afghanistan? You already pulled out of Iraq, so you can't go into Iran real quick. Nor can you stop the flow of certain things that come through Iraq as a result of your troops not being there anymore, which is why George Bush had us there, to balance the power of the Middle East. Now, I understand people did not like the war, and it was a little stretch, you know, for why we went in there, because of weapons of mass destruction, because that was not the issue, and it never was the issue. Although he had weapons of mass destruction, we know because we gave it to him. So, I know that I have many, many detractors on that, and it's fine. It's fine, but understand one thing. Understand that when you balance power, it means that a lot of times you're going to have to do some battles and some fights. That's what it's about. Yeah, you can avoid them. Everybody, you think you've avoided Syria, you have not avoided Syria. The fight is going to continue until Mr. Assad is out of power. If he's not out of power, somebody else has to go. They can put him out of power until somebody is in place to put him out of power. So we just had a great, great foreign policy loss on that one. Although I'm not for going into Syria and taking that man out of power. He's doing what he's doing, and it's his business. It's his country. However, the United States is going to meddle because we've printed so much money that we don't have any other choice but to bow down and kiss the ring of the World Bank bankers who want the pipeline to come through Syria to reach the marketplaces up there in the Middle East area. Right now, Russia has a monopoly on the sales and control of the oil and gas flow in that area. So here it is, like I said, your foreign policy stinks at this particular juncture. No, it's not just bad, it stinks. Now, I know one thing. When you're trying to destroy the economy of the United States, you can't afford to protect anybody else because, you know, it'd be obvious what you're doing then. But they're going to destroy our money system so that they can bring in a new one. And when they bring in that new one, there's going to be a struggle between nations, China, Russia, United States, to who's going to control the petrodollar. I got some good callers in the lineup that haven't pushed the one yet, and I know that they know what I'm talking about. And they may not agree with what I'm saying, which is fine to me. I'm okay. We're looking at Assad having to leave power. We're looking at Israel having to do something to Iran because we're not in position to do it, really. 412, Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, and you sound like Barack Obama.
What did I do, talk in circles?
Well, you know, he's for all that same stuff you're talking about, man. You know, your whole foreign, your Middle East policy. You know,
I'm totally against what he's doing.
I don't know if you heard his speech in front of the UN today, but he's basically reiterated that America will stay in the Middle East and try to spread democracy, blah blah blah. And you're up here talking about how, you know, to get rid of Assad, and he's always going to be a problem. And I mean,
no, not me. You missed what I said, because I said I don't think we should be touching Assad. It's his business whether he plays ball with Russia or not. It's his business whether he's friendly toward Iran or not. Now, mm-hmm. We blew it by taking our troops out of Iraq, because now we had nowhere to deal with whatever happens over there. You don't have any armaments built up. You don't have you have the ability to strike. There's no doubt about it. But you do not have a close ability to strike like that anymore.
Well, I mean, but see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. You know, if you on one hand you say, you know, it's his business if he wants to, you know, do business with Iran and Russia, but at the same time, you want to keep an army over there next to them in case they get out of line, right?
Yep. You know why? This is why, though, Alex.
We're not the policemen of the world, you know.
No, but you're the policemen of what your interests are, and don't forget that who built Iraq?
Who built Iraq? I mean, Well, I mean, it was originally a British protectorate, and they just divvied up the land according to how they wanted to. And really, you know, it's because Europeans can't mind their own businesses, which is why all that mess is going over there now. You know, they're the ones
maybe
who drew up the lines for Iraq and Iran, and then when they didn't behave the way that we wanted them to, then we go in and meddle in their governments and overthrow people and put in who we want, and then they don't act how we want. And all this is caused because we don't mind our own business.
Well, I mean, but then again, Alex, we're going to go to break. I'll deal with it right after this. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Papa Keegan with your headline news. Members of the Ohio Nurses Association are striking this morning. Nurses at Northside Medical Center took steps to file an unfair labor practice charge against management for illegal intimidation of nurses at the hospital. They say they feel the hospital is trying to keep them from talking about safe patient care. The hospital says it's going to stay open during the one-day strike, but it is calling the strike an unfair labor practice. Youngstown State University is being recognized in a national ranking. Washington's monthly 2013 College Guide and Rankings puts the school among the top third of similar universities and colleges across the country. And Ohioans trying to determine whether they are eligible for Medicaid can soon go to a new website. The state website, benefits.ohio.gov, will go live October 1st. It's the same day consumers can also get private health insurance subsidized by the federal government. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back after noon with Tracy and friends on WSOM 600 AM. We're talking to you about right now foreign affairs, what's going on in the Middle East and some things. And Alex kind of misheard what I was saying, I guess, because I don't agree with the president's policy on the Middle East. I think it's been very fractured. I think it's been very inadequate and downright naive, because I think he thought he was going to have a friend out of the people in Libya. And as soon as 9/11 came up, they showed him how much of a friend they were going to be to him. And they attacked our embassy, killed our ambassador, and a few other people. So, Alex, I think you misunderstood me.
I don't think I did. I'm not for
going into Syria.
Yeah, but my point is that, but you think it's like... You don't think that you think it's a mistake that he pulled out of Iraq, you're criticizing him for wanting or anticipating the pullout of Afghanistan.
No, I criticize him for saying he's going to do it, which is stupid because you still have Pakistan is very weak, and they already have nuclear weapons. So where are you going to get there quick at to stop them from going off?
I don't think you have to. I mean, let them sort it out for themselves,
Okay, so they launch and they destroy one of our allies. So that's a good thing, right?
No one would do that, for one.
Okay.
It's just kind of specious. I mean, it's just,
you don't think the Alu Akbarians would fire off a nuclear weapon, huh?
No, no. No, I mean,
well, I do. Because they said they would, and they said why they would.
Well, the thing about it is, how would they, for one, how would they even get their hands on one? I mean, there is no government that has nuclear capability that would, anybody that has nukes in the area doesn't even have the capability to hand it off to a terrorist. Nuclear weapons are very, they're very complicated to deploy. And to be able to give it to a terrorist to, put it in a suitcase or something, that's in the movies. That can't happen in reality, right, with the state of technology and sophistication of the nations that have nuclear weapons. I mean, maybe a European nation, Russia or United States, could pull that off, but Pakistan cannot pull that off. Even if they wanted to give them the terrorist technology to build a nuclear weapon, they cannot deploy it. They wouldn't be able to.
Pakistan has nuclear warheads already, Doc. I mean, what are you saying? And the government is shaking in the crap game on the ocean. I'm not understanding.
Just because you have nuclear warheads does not mean you have the capability to deploy them. That's my point. And it's that you cannot, just because they have nuclear warheads does not mean that a terrorist would have to actually be able to use it. I mean, just the demagoguery is just to an asinine level.
Okay, you're going to have to hold on because I'm loaded up here. Local caller?
Hey, Jeff, it's Dee. How are you?
Dee, how you doing?
Very good. Hey, I want to change the subject a minute. My cousin played a clip of the president at the memorial service at the Navy stockyard.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Not really. I sure didn't.
The president, and I had to hear it a couple times to believe it, but he said that this involved the awful power of God.
Yeah. That,
awful power.
That's a scripture, actually, but go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, it wasn't a comforting thing for the family. You know, I mean, a memorial service, I thought, is supposed to be an uplifting, comforting thing, and I thought...
Well, you have a consummate, or I should say a perennial politician. He's never stopped running. He's still running. And he's going to take advantage of every situation to get his thing across of taking guns. And once again, I announce to everybody that will listen, he wants your guns because he knows good and doggone well that the progressives will never get their agenda across unless they disarm the people. That's what they did in China, Russia. I forgot, somebody said someplace else where they took the guns from the people and then they murdered hundreds of thousands of people immediately. So my thing is please stay vigilant. Don't ever let this happen.
Well, I just heard an interesting piece of history where they said that there was Hitler in Germany had the brown shirts.
Absolutely.
And the brown shirts were sent in first to abuse the people. It was a sodomite society.
Right.
They abused the people, and then Hitler offered the SS people to come in and kill
the brown shirts.
Brown shirts. And then the people thought, well, we have a protector now, and they sacrificed or they surrendered their guns to the SS.
Absolutely, what happened,
and so that's how you can be deceived.
And that's what they're going to try to do. Once again, the only thing that our government isn't doing right now that Hitler did do is killing Jews. That's the only thing. That's the only difference right now. So. It's crazy, but at the same time, I'm confident in it that the true God is going to do something about this soon.
Yes.
And I'm looking for his hand to move versus the hand of the devil. And so we'll see what happens.
Also,
go ahead.
I wanted to ask for a little history lesson because you were so good.
Thank you.
What is involved in a filibuster, and what is it that they are trying to accomplish now?
Filibuster?
Yes.
Well, the filibuster was one of those other tactics that protected you from people ramrodding things down your throat that the people didn't necessarily want. And so you can, if you're in a minority, if you can get away with it, you can filibuster a bill. Just like Al Gore's father tried to do against civil rights years ago, and which should tell somebody something, but it doesn't. But sorry. You can be different than your parents, but I'll tell you what. My parents taught me to love and accept everybody, and I do. But when your father stood against civil rights and tried to filibuster the 1964 bill, I think that says volumes for you. Because I'm not going to believe you when you tell me the seas are rising. And, you know, I'm just not with that. So, hold on, don't go nowhere. 482, you are in the air. 330-482.
Hi, Jess. It's Bonnie. And
Bonnie.
I agree with you and Alex with Thorne, both. I think Alex is right. I think we have meddled too long, and we've got ourselves into a huge mess. And now we're trying to backtrack and trying to make sure we take care of all the people we promised we would, when what the government has been set up to do, and what I understand, is to protect the American people. Not to protect the world, but to protect the American people.
Well,
I think we've gotten ourselves into a situation over there where we have to be watching all the time. I mean, I want to know when another country is going to come to us, point their finger at us and go, give me your nuclear weapons. When some other country comes to us and says, you know, give us, you know, whatever they want. That's
huge difference there. Huge difference there, Bonnie. First of all, we're one of the big three, and that ain't going to happen right now.
You don't think China or Russia will do that?
No, no. That's why you had to vote in Barack Obama so he could tell Putin, tell Putin, I'll be a little more flexible after election.
Right.
And now he's seeing the error of his way, I hope. But he still wants to disarm the people. And
yes.
That's the problem I have with him that I think is destroying us, is that he wants to change the people and disarm them from being able to defend themselves. Say the government falls. Well, we still have a second line of defense, which is the citizens, which is the government. We are the government.
Right.
You
right.
can't have him demagoguing and telling me, no, you ain't telling me what to do with a gun. That's my right under the Constitution. No, your wife's not going to tell me what I can and cannot eat. That's my right up under the Constitution. Nor are you going to tell me what I can grow on my own land.
Well, that's,
if I
not what
grow...
that's not what I meant, Jeff, when I was saying I agree with Alex. I think in the foreign, in the Middle East,
no,
we have
no, I'm saying this. No, they're not going to do that. You have
but
to put Barack
United
Obama
States.
In to destroy your laws first. See,
we need
we put all
guns
the money
in America. We need that.
Well, this
that's
is the thing. We developed those nations that we go into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We developed Iraq. So we put a whole lot of money into that country, a whole lot of sweat and blood and business and things like that in setting up in those countries. Same thing that we've done now in where they're going crazy at in Kenya. We have invested heavily in those places. So now when they bite the hand that feeds them, we usually go in and do something about it. Now, unfortunately, President Obama's home of Kenya is his homeland, I should say, because it's his father's land. Kenya tells you we're a Christian nation. We're God-fearing. We're not going to sit around and, you know, go with these gay rights and abortion and things like that. We're not going that way. and now they get attacked by the radicals. Now, I think they've put the radicals down right at this moment, but they got away with a whole lot of killing the other day. And I don't know why that is in Kenya.
Well, where is Joe Biden right now, Jeff? Do you know? I mean, in where
I saw him on a ship yesterday.
But I mean, is he traveling somewhere in that area? Isn't he there?
Yes, he's overseas somewhere.
Right, right. I just
Believe you me, they just want him out of the way, because he whether he is stupid or not, he says a lot of stupid things, and
yeah.
So as a result, they're trying to make sure that does not, you know, come to forefront now, because they can't afford it, not coming into the midterms. They can't do it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, strike as you guys will. All you guys' line is open. I'm bringing in. I got about four more callers waiting to get in. 724, you are in there.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
What's up, Larry?
Nothing. I agree with you on everything you said, except that Obama's naive. He's not naive, Jeff. He knows exactly what he's doing, and it's unfolding just like everybody that disagreed with the Arab Spring said it would happen.
You're right. Hey, you guys, we're at the top of the hour, and I just completely almost missed it. So hold on. Call us 724-216-843. We'll be right back after the news.
More about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Ontario Albinger, the president of Kenya, says a hostage situation which began back on Saturday and claimed more than 60 lives has finally come to an end. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the foreign desk.
Addressing the nation, Kenyan President Kenyatta said it appears five terrorists were killed while 11 are in custody. Forensic teams are still on the scene, and he thanked the international community for all of the support over the past few difficult days.
Kenya will stand with our friends in tackling terrorism, and I ask our friends to stand with us.
The Kenyan president added, terrorism is a global problem that requires global solutions. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
President Obama is instructing Secretary of State Kerry to work on a nuclear agreement with Iran. He says he is hopeful that the country's leader wants to take a more moderate course. But addressing the UN General Assembly today, the president knows it's going to be difficult.
The roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested.
The president also gave Syria a warning about chemical weapons, saying any resolution the UN passes must include consequences should Syria fail to abide by it. The clock is ticking down to a possible government shutdown and a deal over Obamacare, and both sides still far apart.
With the Senate schedule on autopilot, Democratic leader Senator Harry Reid says the clock is ticking down to a first test vote.
We are going to vote tomorrow. Under the rules, no one can stop that.
A number of Republicans, including GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, are using the time to sharply criticize the health reform law, but not joining the insurgents.
I just don't happen to think filibustering a bill that defunds Obamacare is the best route to defunding Obamacare.
Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
The Dow is up 23 points. The NASDAQ is also up. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's happened again. A college campus was on lockdown while police searched for a gunman, this time near North Carolina Central University. ABC's Patrick Johnson says the situation has been resolved.
Durham police tracked a criminal suspect who was believed to be armed near the campus in the overnight hours. Police found the man in a wooded area near the education building on the southeast part of the campus. That's when NCCU Police Chief Tim Bellamy says he challenged them with a gun.
He gave the suspect certain commands and challenges. Suspect did not comply. Suspect produced a weapon, at which time my officers, following protocol, took action by use of force, and the suspect was pronounced dead a short time later.
Patrick Johnson, ABC News, Durham, North Carolina.
The death toll has risen to 39 after a major earthquake in southwestern Pakistan. The tremor may have also left a lasting reminder. It reportedly created a small island several hundred miles off the coast. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra?
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. And now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
Really need job.
We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back afternoon for Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair, 330-781-9600, and we're here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, as well as on WSOM 600 AM on iHeart, and on your also your blog talk radio at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com. So you can tell somebody to tell somebody else to tune in that way and check us out and see what's going on, and we will talk to you about what's on your mind. So anyway. We were talking earlier about I think the foreign policy is just absolutely crazy. And then Alex said that they don't; these nations don't have the ability to nuke anybody. And then one of my Facebook people, Bill, said, "Oh yeah, they do." Said, "Don't forget about the nuclear footballs that we know that two to three of them have been stolen by, subversive people in the world. So they have them now, and they're just waiting on their chance to use them wherever they can." And when you have a people that are willing to strap a bomb on themselves and destroy innocent people, thinking that they're going to bring their God back, then I think you have an issue to consider. I'm not saying this because I don't hate people that believe in Islam. That's your business if you believe in Islam. Everybody has to be judged their own belief for themselves. But whenever your belief, and I heard about a scientist that was killed by the Catholic Church way back in the day. And let me say one more time. Back in the Dark Ages in the day, the Catholic Church was not really a Christian organization. They Christianized paganism because they couldn't kill the Christians, and that was their way of co-opting the religion. Because the religion took off and was gaining leaps and bounds. So that's what you had happen. Now, today, I think the people that are Catholics are believers. I don't have a problem with that. I believe they're Christians. But the system still is that old system of paganism. Even some of the ways that you worship and your holidays, et cetera, they're pagan. And that spread into the other churches because the other churches didn't have much of a pattern to pattern themselves after but the Christian church. So many of the Western churches, are pagan in nature. That's why you have, instead of, the Bible says the church has apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to perfect the saints. But we fall in love with the pastor worship because we take on that same thing, is that there's one intercessor and it has to be that pastor, when the pastor is one part of the fivefold ministry. He's not supposed to be almost worshipped himself. Though he has authority and though he's due double honor, you're supposed to take care of him well because he watches for your soul, the Bible says. So we have a dichotomy of things going on, but one of them is that, oh, there's plenty of opportunity for nuclear weapons to be discharged by enemies. So 843, yeah, go ahead, Alex. You can go, but 843, you'll be next, and then 216.
You said somebody brought up the nuclear football. I mean,
yeah,
it's insane. I mean, who has a nuclear football other than the President of the United States, our commander?
No. We've had three of them stolen from us and from Russia. I don't know what the county is.
Okay, but my point is that these countries that we're harassing does not have the capability to make something like that. They stole it from other countries of capability, like United States or Russia. But Pakistan doesn't have the capability to make a nuclear football. Is my point.
No, Pakistan has nuclear warheads and the delivery systems to deliver them. So does India.
They have nuclear warheads, but they can't deliver them by means of how a terrorist would be able to do it. I mean, if they were to do it through conventional means, it would never, the nuke would never make it past maybe, you know, Afghanistan or India. It would get blown up before it reaches anywhere. And my point is that they would have to miniaturize it to give it to a terrorist, and they do not have the means and technology to do something like that, to put a nuclear bomb, to miniaturize it, other than conventional warheads. And there's nothing wrong with having conventional warheads if their enemies also have nuclear warheads. Why don't they have the right to defend themselves just like you do? Why do you want to
take
away that?
They do. Well, you tell me who's the enemy of Pakistan?
Well, I mean,
it's right there, right by them. But I mean, you have to help.
Their potential enemy is you know right next door, India. North of them is Russia. I mean, and of course the United States, Israel. I mean, these are all people who may, at one time, see it in their interest to destroy them. So therefore, you know, it only makes sense for them to want to have nuclear weapons as a deterrent.
I don't think they want it as a deterrent, and that's not what Iran's position is. Iran's position is create the Holocaust to bring back the last imam.
They have repeatedly said that they are not even pursuing any nuclear program. Obama even reiterated it today in his speech in front of the UN. That their new president, Rouhani or whatever his name is, reaffirmed that as well. They do not. They don't even want nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Well, then why, when Ahmadinejad was president, just up to a few months ago, were they saying that they wanted nuclear weapons? And why should they be, you know, stopped from using? And especially when Ahmadinejad kept saying, Soon we'll be at the place where we'll wipe our enemies off the face of the earth. Soon we'll wipe the Zionists out. All these things like that. You have to understand. You know, that's what makes somebody dangerous is ideology. Now,
what's the difference with the language that we use against about wiping out our enemies? How is it any different?
Because we wipe out our enemies because our enemies try us.
Innocent women and children. We end up killing innocent women and children.
That's a byproduct of war. That's a byproduct of war, dog. That's not going to change anything. The problem is, Alex, is this. We used the bomb when Japan decided they were going to do what they were going to do. They attacked us. We're already dealing with Germany and World War II stuff. We ain't going to be on too many fronts like that, especially with all the people we lost in that war. We took them out. We warned them, and then we took them out. So my point is this.
Jeff,
yeah?
I have no problem with that if you mess with us, we take you out. What I have a problem with, though, is meddling in people's business and talking down to them and expecting them to do and trying to dictate to them what they should do and what they should not do. That's, you know, it's a bad example, and it's only going to create more and more enemies and resentment and hostility around the world. That's all our foreign policy does. We need to just leave people alone, have free trade with everyone, let freedom be a good example to influence those people to want to have governments and societies like us. That's the only thing that will change them. And if they cross us, then we drop the bomb.
Yeah.
Alex. I can understand what you're saying, but here's the problem. Here's a rub with that. When you've got somebody that's there and they are a religious fundamentalist and they are dead set on doing what their quote-unquote religion says,
The radical fundamentalist is doing this, man.
Think about this now. Under Sharia, if you've got somebody under Sharia and they're fornicating, There's no forgiveness in that, man. They take you out and they stone you. There's no due process. There's nothing. They just take you out back and they stone you.
If your wife disrespects you, you can take her out and kill her.
and that is our problem. Why?
Well, it's not our problem. It becomes our problem when you come over here and you blow up our buildings or you kill our people.
But now you just skip 50 years of bad foreign policy that made them come over here and blow up our buildings. This is what I'm talking about.
What foreign policy?
Memory.
We're not attacking them.
What?
Their foreign policy dictates what we do to them. I mean, think about it. It's tit for tat. It's diplomats.
So you're saying that we didn't overthrow their government in Iran's in 1953? You're telling me that we haven't set up puppet governments
in the last 50 years? They overthrew their government. We didn't have boots on the ground in 1963 in Iran.
You don't need boots on the ground. Our CIA overthrew the Iranian government in 1953. It's already been declassified. We know that. The Iranians remember that, and that's the reason for all this hostility.
How did they overthrow? By what means did they do it?
I can't go through this history lesson on the radio. I mean,
gotcha.
Essentially, it was all over the Iranian Anglo-Saxon Oil Company, which is today BP, British Petroleum, and because they wanted to nationalize, they didn't want BP to have their oil. They wanted to nationalize it. And so our CIA went in, overthrew their democratic government, installed the Shah, who was going to ensure those oil interests. And now we are where we are because we have to keep doing things like that to perpetuate our bad foreign policy.
So with that, I'm not going to disagree with you because I can't at all. I can't call that one. But we're still talking. We're going to see what's going on. 216, you're in air.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I have to agree with Alex 100% on that whole conversation, but that's not why I called. I wanted to ask you about, sometimes you talk about Agenda 21, and you talk about the Illuminati, you talk about the big bankers, and I actually looked into that a little bit. I think you're onto something there, and the Georgia Guidestones, I'd never heard of those. But anyway, I have a question for you. I'm going to have to hang up and listen, but with what you'd say about them, and then what you say about the terrorists and China and Russia, and you think World War III may be coming, I don't understand you. Who is in control then? You know, are the terrorists in control? Is the Illuminati in control of the terrorists? Sometimes you talk about Obama, our government, like we're on our own, and then other times you act like the Illuminati is controlling our government.
No, you confuse me. We could be free from some of that, but don't forget that our whole system was set up with the Illuminati in place. Okay,
whose side are the Illuminati on? Are they on our side? Are they on Russia's side?
They're
on China's
side?
Uh-huh. Are they on the Middle East side? Whose side are they on?
Who do they want to win
World War III? If they're orchestrating this World War III, who do they want to win?
Well, there's a gentleman by the name of, somebody's got a lot of air going on in the background. I don't know who that is, but I can't hardly hear. But Albert Pike created the scenario. Wait a minute, who's doing that? I can't hardly hear. Alex, is that you? No, it's not Alex. I don't know who that is. Wow.
South.
Somebody's making a whole lot of noise. Okay, 724, that's you. Okay. Albert Pike made this. Hold on. We're going to go right through that. Albert Pike made a thought in 1887 that they would create this scenario for the World War III. And, you know, Albert Pike is, you know, one of the founders of Freemasonry here in America. Not founders, but one of them in that time, because don't forget, Washington, D.C. was totally created as a Masonic sign to any Mason anywhere in the world. And Masons have been around since the beginning of our modern-day civilization. Okay,
like Masonry?
Now,
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? People that work with cement?
Well, somewhat work with cement, but see, it goes much deeper than that. And I can't go into that so much here on the radio because first of all, it's too volatile. You have to get into a lot of things and you have to step on a lot of people's feet that I'm not really willing to do at this from the radio here. Okay, but I'll say it like this. The scenario was that they would put the Zionist against the Muslim, and they would let them destroy each other, and then the Illuminists would come in and clean up everything else and then have a reduced population and rule the world. They would be able to do that then because it would be easy to do in the aftermath of such a great battle as this would be. So therefore, you do have these people that have surrounded the world and influenced governments and influenced outcomes of different things. Businesses are able to flourish in one area and not allowed to flourish in another. They want that pipeline to go through Syria, and Bashar Assad does not want it to go through Syria. So I think that they fake this thing of gassing and create this atmosphere where you're going to bring these people in. And they're going to have to fight. But see, the one thing that they don't believe is they believe in one thing that they call, and I if anybody wants to refute me on it, I will take a refuting because I am not in the organizations. I can't tell you what it is, but people that have written books and people that have been out talking and lecturing about what it's like to be on the inside of the Freemasonry say that the overall doctrine of them is that they are of the Luciferian doctrine, that Lucifer is the light bearer, and he brought all technology to man, which is absolutely the truth. He brought technology. How do you think there's a pyramid sitting over in Egypt and a Sphinx and all these other Stonehenges and all the Nazca lines and all these other things where technologies had to be employed that we think we just started flying in when the Wright brothers took off? Where did all that stuff come from?
I would love to hear Alex respond to that.
Alex is there.
I wonder what he thinks about this.
Hey, Big Bear.
Because I'm not knowledgeable enough to argue with you on this.
Well, listen.
I can give you an answer if you want. I mean, because I think what you're saying is kind of crazy.
I know you do. But I can prove what I say once again.
and I can prove everything that I say as well. But
I agree with you.
I got to tell you this. Our conventional archaeology doesn't recognize its full history. I mean, I'm saying that full history of mankind. Humanity is a lot older than what we think it is. When we look at, for instance, there's water damage on the Sphinx and the Great Pyramids, and that was from the last ice age. You know, from the melting of those glaciers. Well, if that would happen, then Egypt would, then those things they weren't built. You know, what was that? 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, as people say, as archaeologists say, it would have to have been over 10,000 years ago. You know, and we have civilizations completely covered in water in the oceans off the coast of Africa and off the coast of Cuba, Bahamas, Bermuda. You have pyramids completely immersed in water. And so,
yes, you do.
In the ocean, so you can go off the coast of Japan. There's, you know, there's a huge complex underwater under the southern tip of Japan. And in order for those things to be there, the time period when the water levels were that low for people to build on in those areas was over 100,000 years ago. And so I think that's really what the issue is. We don't need to bring in Lucifer or whatever to bring in technology.
No. Wait a minute.
Humanity is a lot older than what we think.
But you said,
so
but no. Humanity is not. No, humanity is not older than that. And that's the whole thing. Now, beings, other beings, yeah, you sure did, but they're not humans. And so there's a huge difference in what we're talking about. We're talking about a set of people that may have been here before the quote-unquote story of the Adam and Eve that were destroyed when Satan and his kingdom were destroyed and thrown out of heaven. You see, there's a thing that you don't know. The water lines on the pyramids, they know, is a result of the Great Flood, not the last ice age. That's ludicrous and crazy.
No, I mean,
ludicrous and crazy. Listen, my friend. Listen, you don't believe that story. Wait a minute. You discount the whole thing, so you can't speak
on
it.
No, I don't.
But I have the backup. I have the background of it all. And so once again, I can prove it to you scientifically. That's my point. I can't believe something if I can't prove it scientifically on a certain level of things that are physical, then I have to discount it. I have to let it go. I can't discount it. I can't ignore the Nazca lines down in Peru that were built sometime in 400, 500 B.C. when we weren't supposed to be able to fly, that are pictures perfectly drawn, pictures of birds and spiders and have runways and things like that built. That for what? How did you know if you didn't have the ability to fly? If we evolved,
yeah, and that's
this
my point. That's my point. Maybe we already did, but
we did.
See, and
where's the evidence
have
now?
To,
sorry.
The evidence. Here's the thing. I think that there was a world flood, but there's the. Because the evidence is just there, because we have settlements completely immersed in water all around the world.
Well, the evidence of flying, though. The evidence of flight.
Excuse me?
Where are the evidence of flight? Where are the aircraft? So you have pictures of it. And Jeff, you're saying it's aliens? If I heard that right?
No, they're not aliens, but that's who they're going to parade as.
We have sculptures of carved sculptures of things that resemble airplanes. And we've had German engineers that remade those sculptures from Peru and places, and they actually flew pretty well. So
absolutely.
So they're gliders, so, yeah. Maybe.
No, you know what? On the inside of the pyramids, they find the light bulbs. See, so what? All I'm saying is this: is there's a people that have things called secret societies. And those secret societies do have some knowledge of things that everybody doesn't have. But God says that things are not of private interpretation. And when you hold back knowledge from people from one way, there were people that brought knowledge to the earth and corrupted men with knowledge. And that's why you have huge structures which you can't build today.
Hey,
and they built them
by
means of, yeah.
That's your theory, okay? But isn't it entirely possible that mankind is just a lot older than what we think? Maybe mankind is hundreds of thousands of years old, and we were able to do all those things. Hold on, let me finish. that we were able to do all those things because we do have scientific fossils of Homo sapiens dating back 200,000 years. So you can't automatically dismiss that. So isn't it possible that we are just hundreds of thousands of years old and we accumulated that knowledge, we were able to do all those things, but then when there was a global flood, just that information was lost because most of humanity died and we're just rebuilding. Isn't that entirely possible and equally plausible?
It's very, very possible, somewhat plausible. But here's the whole thing. You have different periods and dispensations that you can measure. And you have to say, well, what made this one stop from this time? And then you got no record, and then you have record again. It doesn't make sense. And that's the point. You had a complete stopping of certain civilization, and then a complete flourishing of civilization again. So once again, yes, I understand where you're coming from, but it does not fit the science. What does fit the science?
I think my theory fits the science more than yours does. Because you can hundreds of thousands of fossils.
Okay, then tell me, sir, where you get the elongated skulls, one, where you get the giant skeletons, number two, and then where you get the technologies, how do these technologies develop and then just get lost?
I just explained that to you.
Okay,
for one, the elongated skulls, they're doing that today. If you go to Chad and Niger and Africa, this is a current practice today amongst traditional Africans.
Sure.
They start when the child is when they're children, because it has a particular, you know, spiritual
meaning
to them.
Why did they do it?
Whatever.
Why did they do it?
Yeah, I know you want to tie it to aliens, and that's
No. Whoa! You said aliens. I don't believe in aliens.
Okay, extraterrestrials, whatever.
They're not extraterrestrials
angels,
either.
I think you're talking about demons. Is that what you meant, Jeff?
You,
demons?
No, they're not even demons. They're fallen angels. But go ahead.
He thinks they're Nephilim. You think they're Nephilim or whatever.
The Nephilim are their offspring. See, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nephilim are not fallen angels. They are the offspring of fallen angels and men.
Right.
And they're not human.
Yeah. And that's where you think the
technologies came from. Yes.
The extra tall humans and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's you're basing that on, you know, the Bible. That's not from science at all. I mean,
absolutely, it's from science because science can't explain it.
There's actual scientific explanations for all this stuff. You just dismiss it.
So, well, tell me what it is, because I never heard them explain these.
I just explained it to you.
No, that's not a scientific. No, that's a theory.
I've been listening for a while, Jeff.
I'm going to let you come up right now. Hold on, I'm going to let you come up right now, Alabama, but I got to tell him one thing. No, that's your theory of what you think happened. I have two records, books that were written centuries ago, millennia ago. One is the Book of Enoch and one is the Book of Jasher. And they explain exactly what the deal was about those technologies and how they got here, and then who it was that was able to take people up in the sky so that they could see down on the ground and they could direct, they could make things, and they could do things. Now, you all have is, well, maybe these people were around for a long time and they had the record and then they forgot. Well, that's plausible, but it's not the record. We have a record.
Yes, it is the record, because ancient Indian and Vedic cultures, their written record goes back for over 100,000 years. So what I'm saying is that there's multiple theories. But you're just dismissing all of them, and you're only accepting the one that fits.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Alabama.
The thing is, the Sanskrit. If he's talking about, I know he's not talking about Native Americans. So the Sanskrits.
I'm talking about India.
Yeah,
India
with the Sanskrit. India, the Sanskrits. Yeah, and in the Sanskrits.
Yeah. Yes.
It has. There are similarities. There are beings that come. They fight. They have these vimanas. That's what they call vimanas. That fly, And where, you know, right. that, I don't know. There's supposed to be some big secret that they didn't found one over in Afghanistan, but that's another story. But I don't, my thing is, even if Alex is telling the truth and there were people that had the same genetic code, it doesn't negate what you're saying, Jeff, is what I'm saying. It doesn't really change. It doesn't mean that it doesn't change the whole backdrop of it. It just says that it's just not that way. And so we know the Bible's not telling us everything off the top when we look at, what is it, Genesis, not Genesis, the book of the prophet Ezekiel talking to the king of Tyre, and he talks about Satan and Eden and all that. So exactly. We know off the top there's a big gap in there. So in that
we're losing
time frame,
people
we don't.
Here, and I don't want to do this too long, but go ahead. We're going
to
we're going
to yeah,
we're
going
to step
into another subject, but I like this type of stuff. It's very interesting.
Oh,
I
love
really
it. I mean,
too long. Yeah, I hadn't too long heard about it about 3 years ago, so I've really been kind of into it. I respect what Alex is saying. I think I was a real smart guy, and I don't think what he's saying is wrong, but the Giants, I think there have been some crystal skulls found, and the way they say it was made, you can't just make it because there's no carvings on it. It's kind of like
almost like
it was out of one big piece, and we can't do that today. So we can go to the moon, but we can't make a skull out of crystal like that. So there's some lost stuff that's
rock.
On Earth.
Five,
there's
ten,
some lost
ten,
stuff on
miles.
Earth that we used to have that we can't do anymore. How and why, I don't know. But the Giants, I have never heard of a scientific excuse for a guy for a 15-foot tall. I mean, with the tallest we got right now is 8 feet. So I've never seen that. And I've seen records of the bones, but I hadn't really – 15 feet, I've never seen a good scientific, yeah, well, this guy, what happened, you know, they kept breaking his bones and he grew. I ain't never heard, I ain't never heard that one. Not no 15 feet. So.
There are actually a couple of established theories on that. But, you know, people don't want to hear it because it's outside of their biblical.
Alex, I didn't say I didn't want to hear it. Let me tell you something. Alex, even if you say what you say and you're telling the truth, it don't negate my faith. So you can tell me. I listen. You know, I'm not just supposed to listen.
I'm not trying to negate anybody's faith. But
yeah,
my point is that don't dismiss evidence just because it
doesn't. No, Alex. I just said what you said was true. I just said you have a valid point on stuff like with the Sanskrit. But the Sanskrit talks about beings and people having a big battle in the air and nuclear war. Where they think it was something that may have been nuclear. So I don't have no problem with it. I'm going to tell you something conjecture-wise that I think is weird is that I wonder why, you know, because Hitler was off. He believed in this stuff a lot, and he sent scientists on quests all over the world, and when we defeated them, it was funny how everybody was fighting over their scientists. It just is.
Oh, yeah. They all of our scientists from Mengele way back, I just saw a story about this one gentleman in the, was it 14th century, 14th to 16th century, who the Catholic Church put to death because he said that the earth was not the center of the universe. And because
he
said,
in house arrest for the last 55 years. You're talking about Copernicus.
No, Copernicus
Kepler,
they left him do, but I just saw it last night, but it was one of his contemporaries, though.
Yeah.
And this is true. And they said that the Earth is not the center of the universe. The sun, we actually revolve around the sun. Church kept him in prison for a certain amount of time, told him to recant his story. He didn't recant. They killed him. They burnt him at the stake. So I'm with all of that. But all I'm just saying to you is this. When it comes to the political structure of things around the world, you do have people, I don't want to just call them Illuminati. I don't want to just do it, but I'm talking about your secret societies, period. Illumins. And they are controlling things across the world. But the thing is they will never prevail against the Church of Jesus Christ. Never. And so, therefore, when you hear a lot of us who are believers try to tell our political leaders, please don't go down this road. We know what we're talking about. We're trying to stop people from destroying our chance at surviving and being the light of the world again. Now, once it gets so far past, it won't be there anymore. But you've got people playing games. When you can turn the world over to evil people that will strap bombs on their back and blow up innocent people and walk through a mall, and if you're not of their political and spiritual belief, they can blow them away, blow them up, shoot them down, whatever they want to do, and they feel justified. And if they get killed in the process, they know they're going straight to heaven.
Well, Jeff, mm-hmm. And I hate to. I don't know if Diva's on the phone or not, but
she's around.
I'm gonna put it like this: the guy, I think his name is Malik Obama, has links to the Muslim Brotherhood and Al Qaeda over in Kenya. They are actually that's almost his family members. Some of those guys.
It is.
Trace this to Obama's family, like these terrorists in
right.
Kenya and all over in Egypt. That's his brother's half brother.
It's his father's
cousin. So I don't put it past America. Remember what I posted on your page yesterday about the Northwoods thing where they were planning to fly planes into buildings. So I don't see it as far fetched that our government is involved in this stuff, and I think our government is the one perpetrating a lot of this stuff. Because they don't like people like me, you, Alex, people that think about freedom, constitutional rights. They don't want that. And that's not just the only thing they don't want. They want to control the rest of the world. They want to hold back other nations from rising. And the nations that we look at as bad guys aren't really the bad. Now, they may not be angels, but they're not like Putin and China. We look at these guys like they're bad, communist, evil. And these guys have been painted a certain way because if they pull the scale off people's eyes and we start looking at things full-fetched, we'll say, well, man, you know, the bankers are really, or Illuminates, as you put them, are really the ones that's driving probably 75% of the conflicts in this world.
Absolutely. And that's what's dangerous about this whole thing, because we don't understand it on that level. Because we're not them. We're not in that craft or that belief system, and we don't know where it originated from, et cetera, et cetera. But,
well, hold up, Jeff. Actually, it kind of gives me a little comfort because these guys are wealthy. They've been controlling the world for years, for hundreds of years. They know things we don't know, right?
Absolutely.
So for them to believe what they believe, only gives me, this is my personal opinion, it just gives me comfort in believing what I believe, because I know these guys are privy to the information that I don't even have. So, and we see what they're about. So I believe in good and I believe in evil. And I see evil in a lot of the bankers and a lot of the people that run these different organizations. So.
You better believe it. And this is the thing. Think of this health care law, that if somebody good had gotten out in front of it and devised a way to make it so people could afford health care, we wouldn't have what we have going on right now.
The health care bill is not about health care. It's not about health care.
You know what? Yes, we would. Nobody. Listen, man, y'all talking about folks trying to make stuff right. Ain't nobody trying to make nothing right.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, the Republicans throwing Cruz under the bus because what? They don't want him out there, right?
Oh, he's muddling up the works.
So, who do you really want a good, clean thought that's going to do something about someone?
Probably not.
So how are you going to say if somebody got in front of it, we wouldn't have?
I'm saying if somebody had gotten out there, it's just like this.
We'd be here anyhow.
Well.
The other side be unhappy.
You're being fatalistic, but you're probably telling the truth.
Man, why ain't nobody trying to save nobody's life here? This ain't about life.
No, it's not about life.
This ain't about doing the right thing. This is not about America. This is about my agenda, getting it done. with or without you.
Not so blind. You can hit it, man. Go ahead, talk to me.
I know. I know my place. You know, Alabama already said it. You know, it's the black folks going to be saved. He didn't say blind people, so I'm already counting my demise.
How did black folks get saved? Saved the what?
Well, that's what he said before. He said all of us here on the line are going to get saved, and he mentioned everybody on the line except me. So I know my place.
Who did?
Alabama.
You.
He went down the list.
I ain't say that. I ain't even heard. I ain't heard so much. I just dialed in. I just dialed in. I've only been on this phone maybe 10 minutes. I didn't hear. All I heard was Alex and Jeff. That's all. I ain't hear nobody. Somebody else saying something. I don't know who they is.
No. I know my place. Okay, so the pecking order is rich white people, few black folks with jobs, and the blind people at the bottom. I got it.
No.
Hello, Miss Tracy. How
Stop
are you
it,
today?
Not so blind. You know, I got people on my Facebook calling you not so blind, Mike.
That's so cool. Thank you.
Yes, sir. They call it. They say, I like that not so blind, Mike.
You humble me with the recognition. You really do. Thank you. No, I was listening to all the theories. And you know, about the aliens and giants and everything else, because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the ancient world that I have studied because I have friends that are archaeologists and I have friends that go with universities to various parts of the world every year and take students and stuff, and there's stuff out there we cannot explain, and there are very few explanations other than one of two things. Either someone else did it or we are a rebirth of the human race, because everybody prior to us who knew anything to do all this stuff got wiped out somehow. Those are the only two explanations that you can come down to when this thing gets boiled down, because Alabama was talking about nuclear war. There is a place in the world where there is literal vitrification of the same.
Not so blind, we're going to break. Hold your thing, we'll be right back.
Sure.
Leave the mic open.
Traditions of the Amish community. Then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish made furniture and gifts. The Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com.
Hello.
Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff work slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Your favorite station plays here, and it plays around the world. That's the power of iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is a free app that plays this station and over 1,500 live and local stations right there on your mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome to today's lottery draw. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feed the pig!
www.theamericanaccountant.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Listen Sundays at 8 a.m. for the Heritage Baptist Church Weekly Bible Program on News Talk 600 WSOM.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, as well as on iHeartRadio and at Blog Talk Radio, Tracy and Friends. And you know the numbers, 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. And we're underway once again. Oh, wow, here we go. Okay, local caller, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, the truckers are going to Washington 11th, 12th, and 13th of October.
Okay.
Big caravan, and I got some of their beefs. They're going to talk about price of fuel, Benghazi, a whole bunch of stuff. SEAL Team 6.
Oh, wow.
Someone's killed. Let's see, what else? How we're not being listened to, the American people. So maybe... You know, I'm going to stop here, and I put a religious station on one night, and they were talking about two systems.
Mm-hmm.
The system cannot go on, like you said. And if you do, if you're a person that researches, you can find answers, like Keystone Pipeline was turned down that we talked about one day. You know, no jobs. You could just tell. And then the brown shirts. One of your callers mentioned brown shirts of Hitler.
Yep.
Why do we need another... that Obama talked about. The answers are there. You know, it's in our.
Oh, you mean the civilian civilian police force that would be just as strong as the military?
Yeah, because he has cut the military. We used to have 300 some warships, I think. We're down to 220, something like that.
We sure don't have enough to cover China and Russia, because China has started to build.
Exactly, and I'm even suspicious. I talk to a lot of people myself, and they're suspicious of the weather. Now, come on, they say. You know they're doing chemtrails or something to cause these massive floodings. Of course, the Bible predicts all that, too, in the end times. Killing will be, you know, the killings have started against the Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's lining up.
But this is the thing. Go ahead.
You know, it's lining up, but the lining up of it. The question is, where are the people who call themselves the church, and where are the American people? Remember, America used to be a Christian nation. It did not actually affirm that it was not a Christian nation until President Obama got in office.
This is true.
You've never heard a president in history get in front of you and say, you know, we're no longer Christian.
Now, if we go back to the Vatican, I think in the Holocaust they turned away. Wasn't that the whole idea of the letter they put in the West Bank wall, apologizing?
I don't know, because I don't know about that one, but I know this Pope is ready to go off his rocker.
Well, which who told you he was going to do that in the first place?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Running.
Pardon me?
Tracy won't give me no propers here.
I can't remember what.
Yeah,
I
was know, but listen, I told you from the very beginning because of what kind of a
because he's a Jesuit.
Jesuit, absolutely.
Okay.
Jesuits are deep. Let's put it that way.
I just know that, you know, if we don't wake up, we're going to get a wake up call.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Christians think that there's going to be a wake up call and Jesus is going to come back because America goes down. I'm not of that belief.
Hey.
I believe America can go down and we can still be here.
Don't hit your snooze button. That's all I got to say. Because it's getting ready to get really, really live here.
And we're not paying attention to what's going on around us. And the thing is, we're walking into it with our eyes wide shut.
Right.
Yeah, and if we go back to school, we're always talking about our children and how they're failing and whatnot. This is all part of the dumbing down that's been going on for years.
But this is not their fault. They're doing what they're supposed to do. The question is, where are the people who are supposed to be standing at the gate watching? It's really not. I mean, it's not. Yeah, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're being as corrupt. They're being as evil. They're on their job. The question is, where are the people who are supposed to be standing in the gate, watching on the wall, and actually making a difference? And the problem that I have is they are acting as though they are doing it, and we are watching them like they're doing it, and they're not doing anything, and we're not saying anything about the job that they're not doing.
What do you think, going back to the truckers? I think they'll make a big difference.
Well, I certainly hope that they'll inspire those that are trying to truly be, the conservatives, because we don't have any real conservatives organization going on right now. And
they're the ones that move this country and, keep our everything going. And when will Cruz, is it going to hit about the time Cruz starts his or whoever's going to do it, the filibustering?
I don't know. That's what I'm a little afraid of. Because I'd rather see them go crazy later. You know what I mean? I'd rather see them go crazy just before the midterms, and so people can really get the message if they do it right. Because this is going to be the only chance we have to save America as America stands. Healthcare is gone. Whatever that system is, it's going to be gone, and it's going to be gone for good reason. Those that were good could have done something about it, and they didn't, not in enough time, and now you got what you got.
Most people don't know how to do it, Jeff.
Well, I understand.
They don't. They don't have a clue.
Understood. But the system is needed, because there's people out here that need help really bad.
But, exactly. I just heard, if I could cut in here a minute, the commercial that's been on the radio airwaves. Our Navy ships have taken tons of food around to other parts of the world.
We're going to have to get back with you.
Everyone, take a break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's finally over.
Kenya has stared down evil and triumphed.
President Uhuru Kenyatta says special forces from his country have ended a four-day crisis at a mall in Nairobi. Teams are still inside, though, looking for victims.
Three floors of the Westgate Mall collapsed, and there are several bodies still trapped in the rubble, including the terrorists.
The bloodbath left at least 72 dead, including five attackers. President Obama focusing on the Middle East in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly, warning two nations of the limits of U.S. stations.
To Iran's new president, Mr. Obama put conditions on new offers of nuclear diplomacy.
To succeed, conciliatory words will have to be matched by actions that are transparent and verifiable.
To Syria, a threat that U.S. military force is possible if Syria fails to turn over its chemical arsenal. Ann Compton, ABC News, New York.
Closing arguments are underway in the wrongful death suit Michael Jackson's family slapped on the pop star's concert promoter.
After 83 days of testimony, attorneys for Michael Jackson's family are presenting their closing argument right now. They claim concert promoter AEG is responsible for Jackson's death because it hired Dr. Conrad Murray, who gave Jackson a fatal dose of a medication. But AEG claims it did nothing wrong. The Jackson family wants over $1 billion in damages.
That's ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. If you're thinking about buying a home, you may want to get a move on it, no pun intended. The latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows prices up almost 12.5%. from this time last year, but will the momentum continue?
It's very nice to see these reports repeat, but if this is still going on a year from now, we may begin to wonder if it's a little too far and too fast.
S&P's David Blitzer, the Dow up 19 points. This is ABC News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing.
would like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Your odds of beating cancer may be as simple as saying two words. I do. Marriage may be more powerful than medication in fighting cancer. A new study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology found married people were 20% less likely to die from all types of cancer than people who were single, divorced, widowed, or had never been married. And researchers say with certain types of cancer, the survival benefits of marriage were higher than chemotherapy. Some scientists say social support is the driving force because spouses, along with family members and friends, push people to keep their doctor's appointments and take their medication. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Air New Zealand will start flying planes to Antarctica, and pilots would land on an ice runway. The flights, however, not for tourists, just for scientists. Many countries already fly scientists to Antarctica, but those flights are typically run by government or military agencies or specialized companies. The airline says it'll use one of its regular passenger jets for the flights to the top of the world. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Say hey, say hello, Tracy.
Hello.
I'm supposed to say hello, Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
There you go.
Okay. Oh. I don't know. You know, all calls don't do that. I don't know what that is. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm back. I've been gone for a couple of days. I've been gone for a while.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Where you been? You've just been gallivanting the countryside and doing, you know.
No, I've been in Ohio. I've been in Ohio looking at what Ohio does and trying to make things better. And then yesterday I'm trying to make me better. And if I can make me better and make Ohio better, I'm in business and y'all will be happy.
I wonder why Steve didn't call today. I can't believe he didn't call.
Hey, don't.
Look at this.
She ain't talking.
No, that doesn't mean nothing.
No, yes, it does.
No, he can feel her.
No.
Steve can feel her. He said, feel me.
No.
All right.
No.
Diva, go ahead. Say something.
she ain't talking. She's like, no.
Okay, Diva, I'm going to leave you out.
Have you guys talked about the United Nations and President Obama speaking over there this morning?
Yeah, I started off with no wonder he goes on the night shows. Because he sure got jokes talking about the world is more stable today than it was 5 years ago. I played that clip. That was funny. Yeah.
I don't think we realize that, you know, I don't know if he believes what he says.
Oh, I believe he does.
No, he can't. He can't believe what he says. And I'm talking about him and them. Him thinking that whatever they say over in the Middle East and what they say, and that they're going to not have arms and they're not going to have dangerous weapons and they're not going to have nuclear weapons over there. I don't think he really believes that. Could he really?
No.
They don't have peace talks.
Let me say this. I think that he himself. I think that his advisors and the people that are there to guide him, to bring about the progressive. Doings have him fooled, and I think he's naive. I think he really doesn't know how ridiculous it was to think that the people in Libya were going to be his friends just because he gave them the country. That was very, very, very naive.
Was it?
Yeah, naive.
That wasn't naive. That was egotistical.
I think it's of him. It's a little bit of both because I don't think he had one whit of an idea about it.
Because I'm looking at. I don't know if you guys saw Samuel Jackson's comments about telling the president to be effing presidential.
No, I missed that.
And it's on Drudge today. And you've got.
It was on Drudge. I didn't see it.
And you've got people who are now beginning to question who he is, and I told someone over the weekend, I don't think he was prepared when he went in the door.
Let me say it like this. Really, on his understanding of what this office is,
yeah,
was just like Sarah Palin finding out how what it's like to run for the office. That's how I see that. Now, Sarah Palin was unprepared, and this guy is unprepared to deal with national, international affairs. There's nothing
nothing national, international. But we're looking at, I'm talking about domestic. Right now, we're talking about the budget crisis. They're going to go over and they're talking about this budget thing.
Yeah, they're not going to go.
And they've never had a budget since he's been in office, and they're not going to get a budget anytime soon.
Right.
And then you've got the Ted Cruz thing. And my question is, are the Republicans really doing this to him, or is the media making it look like the Republicans are doing this to him?
No. I think that absolutely, because O'Reilly last night reported that he said when I said something about this, that I was going to interview. No, it wasn't O'Reilly. Who was it that said that they got information from Republicans to kill Cruz with?
Was that Krautheimer?
Krautheimer or the other one, Brett, whatever his name is. But anyway, I don't think that. Excuse me.
Jeff,
I can't get it together.
What was that?
Hey! I had a rough couple of days. Okay.
Okay.
Rough couple of days. Anyway, I don't think that. They're lying about that. I think that the Republicans have just enough liberals in a party that are wanting to assimilate and be liked by people so bad. But if they would stick to their original guns of who the party really is, and that's conservatives, I think the people will recognize that they are smart and that they stand for something. Once every time they do, they win. Every time they don't, they lose. Look, McCain. Lost. He's not a conservative. Bush looked like a conservative, and we were, we were sick of what we got with Bill Clinton because, Bill Clinton, even though he had a good economy for the longest, he still went into a recession. No, I mean, you know, his foreign policy was better than what we have now, but...
Well, now Bill Clinton was the boy.
But he was smart. Bill Clinton is smart. Whether he's crooked or whatever, it don't matter.
Well,
I'm at that point.
But hold on. Well, President Obama's going to take President Clinton around the nation today to vindicate and validate his...
That's the only way he can. He doesn't have anything in himself to convince people.
Well,
and Clinton is the same as he is. Don't forget. They both had the same supporters.
Well, what happened to the no, Jeff.
Yeah, they got the same supporters.
They got the same supporters, but so he's got to take President Clinton around
to save his butt.
Okay. Just checking.
Hey, Diva.
Hey. I just wanted to let you know it was Chris Wallace who said that he had received information from Republicans about Cruz. But the thing about that situation was Cruz got the House all riled up about this defunding of Obamacare. But then when it came to them asking about the Senate, he basically said, well, the House is basically on their own. There's nothing we could do in the Senate. Republicans got mad because they felt like you got us all riled up. You put our political careers online about the shutdown, and here you are about to save your own political career because you're not going to do anything in the Senate, or you're not going to try to do anything in the Senate. That's what happened there.
Diva, you know, I think you got that wrong. I don't think there's no way they could have thought it was going to go through the Senate and make it happy, happy, joy, joy.
No, the thing was they feel like he should have caused enough drama in the Senate where he should have been pushing a filibuster. When it came time, when they asked him what was he going to do in the Senate, he basically said, oh, well, there's nothing. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to fight this or we're going to crash the system. He didn't say any of those things. He just said basically, well, my brothers and sisters in the House have to stand firm.
They're going to have to stand firm because the Senate's not going to walk down that street.
Yeah, they're not. But I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Government shutdown, 1995, right before the midterm elections.
Right.
Because of that government shutdown, the people lost faith in Republicans. They lost the House, 1996, okay?
Okay.
This time, it seems like history is starting to repeat itself. It's not a government shutdown based on a principle. It's a government shutdown based on a plan that most Americans may not – the polling show that most Americans may not like, but they're also showing that it's not worth shutting down the government for.
But guess what?
So,
let's get really serious about this. Let's talk about shutdown. We got all these crazy little buzzwords. I mean, this is not partisan. This is just straight up, you know, independence. Okay, we had to sequester, and now you can't go to visit the White House, but you can go on vacation. And you don't see Congress or nobody else taking a break and or cut nowhere. No, and nobody losing. As long as, they cut the stuff, they cut the fluff that has to do with America. You got government shutdown. What they going to shut down? Are they not going to pay themselves? Absolutely not. You want to shut something down, take their paycheck. Shut it down. But what you shutting down? Okay, now you can't go to the park in the wintertime? I'm serious.
Well, no, I completely agree, and that's why it's dangerous for them to have to be threatening a shutdown.
No,
with a struggling economy going into the 2018.
But what you're looking at is Obamacare this thing is dangerous. This thing is stopping jobs. Man, I'm serious, and I'm getting ready to start talking about immigration sometime this week. But they're going to stop. They're slowing jobs. They're slowing progression. They're slowing things down that shouldn't be slowed down. Why? Because of somebody decides that they want to come up with a plan and let the insurance company write it. It's a bad piece of legislation. It's
I completely agree with what you're saying, but the polls are showing.
No matter, listen, no matter
the
polls
don't
are showing
feel that it's worth a shutdown.
But listen, it might not be worth a shutdown, but it's going to be worth a shutdown if your bad insurance leads to your no job, which leads to your no economy, which leads to a fall in everything else. It's a bad, bad place.
You guys are, I think you're extreme with it. Okay.
It's not, Diva, it's not extreme because there's, see, there's more, it, you know, every action, there's a reaction, and there is a lot of stuff that is actually happening because of it. It would be different if it was just shutting down and, you know, Obamacare was going to affect this one part, this was going to affect this part. But it's a snowball. And the snowball picks up all the dirt as it rolls down the hill. But as it picks up the dirt, it also picks up the houses. It's like an avalanche. And what's happening is we have a government that is on a major avalanche downhill. And whether it be foreign policy or whether it be domestic policy, and the people that are going to catch it aren't going to be the people who you think should catch it. It's going to be the everyday, average, going to work, trying to do the right thing American. That's the problem here. So shut it down. They need to blow up the whole city. Ask me.
Don't say that too loud, Tracy. They'll be waiting for you outside at 3.
Oh, I'm serious. They need to clean the whole slate clean. Get everybody out. Everybody need to go, the dog, the cat, the maid, the housekeeper, and put in somebody else across the board.
Like, that's sketchy, isn't it? Shake it.
And start it over again.
Start all over again.
Because right
but
now, they're all messed
have,
up.
As long as we, as a country, have different ideals of how the government is run, I don't think you're going to get people like me and people like you to agree on how the country should be run as a whole, how
Diva,
the government
Diva,
should be run as a
Diva,
whole.
If you really heard how I feel, you may agree. See, I don't believe the government should be the god of every man. What I do believe is the government should be the structure that every man stands on.
Okay, but we still have a fundamental difference of how
no,
the government
we,
should
no,
be.
No, we don't.
I think
that you ought to be able to get a job, have an education to get the job, but it is not the right of a government to go out and coddle you until it happens, but to make
okay,
access
that's,
to it.
And that's the difference. You have people who believe differently of how you think all that should come about. As long as you have people who think differently and we have the election process that we have,
but Diva,
it's never going to be.
See, that's the problem
by, yeah.
with America right now. See, I can compromise with you. The problem is we don't have any compromise anywhere in Washington, D.C. or in our administration. Compromise
well, no, because you got people saying that you got political – it's political suicide to compromise with the Obama administration.
Steve, it's political suicide for me to compromise with any Democrat.
Okay. Well, no, you could probably compromise on the local level,
no,
state
listen,
level.
No, the only thing that they can compromise on right now, and it's something that has to do. I think that the 49 senators passed. Was it 49 out of 88? For something with the UN the other day.
The,
I mean,
now
the
UN arms treaty.
Right. You only find a compromise when it's going to sink America completely. But on domestic policy, you can't find a compromise nowhere.
But if that was publicized and if President Obama had came out publicly saying he was in favor of that and it's a good thing that they're compromising, Republicans would have backed away from that very, very quickly.
But, Diva, you're looking at Republicans at large and I'm looking at people. There's a difference.
But the people are not the ones in Washington making the laws. It's the people whom they elected. And it's the people whom they elected that think that they are supposed to be acting this way.
And
because
you really
the people
think,
who elected
and you really think Nancy Pelosi is on your side? Hello?
I don't know those. Look, all I know is
you really believe I voted for a set of ideals.
I voted for a set of ideals.
And
I want to see
Nancy,
those ideals
so when
come
forward. You
talk
about the Democrat Party. You really believe that the Democrat Party is really in love with black people so much that they really care about your well-being?
It's not
Hello?
About that for me. It's a, oh my gosh. It's
oh,
not how many times
okay.
have I it's not really about that for me. It's about me seeing me voting for a set of ideals that I believe in.
Diva.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it right there. We'll
those
be
ideas really are helping you out.
All right. We'll be back after these messages.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Oh, here we go. And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends, and it is 2 hours. What time is it? I can't see up there because you got to see the sun is just too bright. 2:26. It's bright over there. That's why I had to look at your clock. And I don't remember where the big hand and the little hand goes. And that little red hand is confusing me.
nurses here are on strike.
Don't get sick.
Well, they said that you got good care. No, stop. And so I just want to throw that out. And when they went on a one-day strike. What happened to when you go on strike, you go until they come to negotiation? One day, which means I don't want to lose my paycheck for no more than one day. And then
Can't afford to.
I got to also throw this in there. And if anybody can call in and help me with this, because I'm really confused. I'm serious. It says they said that they're out. They're going on strike, and they're stuck in negotiation because of patient quality care. What does I don't understand. They're going on strike for the people, not for the paycheck. I'm done. That's what they said. They said they went on strike for the people. They're concerned about the people, not the paycheck, but the people.
Can you explain?
I don't understand. If anybody wants to call in, please explain to me the people and they fighting for the people from the nurses' point of view. And they went on strike to fight for the people.
Went on strike.
They went on strike to fight
for the people.
The people. Right.
But the health care rule is going to get a whole lot of people not getting covered no more. Well, anyway, we'll leave that alone.
I just want to know why they're fighting for the people, and they go on strike to fight for the people.
You tell me.
For quality work care, quality health care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, local caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I called back. Hi. I think what they're meaning is there's not enough help for the patients anymore. They cut that too. That's how I take it.
Well, here's the thing.
You're
not going to have any of that anymore, and this is what they voted for. So, because I know their union told them to vote for Barack Obama, and so they should.
Yes, and,
go ahead.
He told us. He said we're going to fundamentally change America, and that's what it is we see.
Yeah, I agree.
He's doing what he said he was going to do.
Very successfully right now. He's getting
it. That other girl said she voted for ideals. Well, there isn't any. It keeps moving. The game keeps moving.
Well, here are the ideals that people think that they're getting something, and a lot of times they think they're getting something for nothing, or they think it's only, that's not too bad because we can do this, that, and other. They don't know how the system works, and so they ask for these things. And frankly, you know, it makes me upset because they deserve what they're getting ready to get, but I don't. I don't deserve to have to wait 2 months to get into my doctor when I'm sick.
Or drive 2 hours away. I've been hearing horror stories.
Oh, actually, people are going to the hospital and they're sending them home and they're not better. And then they have to come back. And this is going on especially in your major cities. Those of us who live here in Mahoning Valley, we live very, very well, and we're not really feeling the effects of this.
Yeah, but you will, because they just sent me my list of things, and
your exchange.
I'm not in any doggone exchange yet, thank God, but. Hold on. Local caller, hold on. Call me right back.
No, just hold on.
Local caller?
Yes.
Okay, talk to us.
Hi, Mr. Hoover.
How are we doing?
Good, how you doing?
It is not the government's job to run this country. Get government out of the way and the country will run itself.
True.
Government's job is to protect our rights and our country, and that's their job. It's to protect this country, and with open borders, they have not done that in this lot of terrorists. Instead, they have legislated us to a standstill and allowed our enemies into our country, inclusive of the Federal Reserve Board. They say our national debt is $17 trillion, but they loaned out another $16 to $18 trillion secretly all to the banks around the world. And that is over $100,000 for every man, woman, child, and it keeps going higher than that. I could go on with it and tell you how high it is, which is about $3 million a piece for every man, woman, and child. And our foreign policy is a complete joke because they completely messed up the Middle East.
Oh,
and if your listeners should, and your all of your listeners should be calling for the impeachment of Obama.
Well,
I certainly have had. I've been calling all of mine because this man, they even say that if you go into his executive orders that he's running around the Constitution and everything else.
Absolutely.
I called him and I told him, check the executive orders and start impeaching this man because he's Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS, and then that woman that ran the IRS, she's IRS, she just retired and won't have to testify. That's pretty interesting, too. And if we don't get rid of property taxes, and I'm trying to get people to get petitions up to get on the ballot, because North Dakota did, to get rid of property taxes, because that's the last nail in the coffin, and they will take all when they collapse it.
Where are you at, Ohio or PA?
I'm
in Dover, Ohio.
Okay, well, check it out. They already, the Supreme Court of Ohio has already said that it's unconstitutional for them to take that and to do the schools with. And so
that was 15 years ago, and they still haven't done nothing about it.
Yeah, yeah. And
so that's what we got. And I'm calling my state rep and telling them the same thing, because we can crush our country, but we need an American, honest American nationalist then that will simply rescind and repeal back to 1950, then go back to 1913 and repeal the Federal Reserve Board. And don't misjudge me here. I know the integration come in the 60s, but we don't have to bother with that because you've got constitutional rights.
Absolutely.
And that's all that we ever need. Because now with these civil rights, they're going, which Martin Luther King did a terrific job. Don't get me wrong. I've listened to speeches from Martin Luther King, and he was great. But he went down the wrong path. It should have always been constitutional rights. Because now the gays, the Muslims, everybody's going to use the civil rights that came in. And that is a sham and a shame. Because it should have been only used the way Martin Luther King was pronouncing it to be used. And he was a peaceful man. And it's a shame that he got shot. And, of course, our government backed that up. You can bet your sweet boopy on that. You have a great day.
Thank you.
I love talking to you.
Thank you, my friend.
But everybody, start calling and getting this man in peace.
Well, I wish that they believed what you just said, but many that heard you just now probably saying, well, no, he doesn't know what he's doing because he's for us. He wants to help us. You know, it's just like...
that Obama is not helping anybody. And
you tell me. You may not agree with his policies.
You can
I completely understand that. But you tell me which articles of the Constitution that he has violated that no other president may have not done so either.
Okay, let's go. Hold it. Let's go to where he sent jets to Libya and to Egypt.
Yes, that's he messed that up because Gaddafi wasn't the bad.
Okay,
person.
How does that violate the United States Constitution? That
he's not allowed to do. He went on a United Nations edict versus a United States government sanction. Bush didn't go into Iraq until he was given permission to go.
Correct. You're talking about Saddam Hussein, yes.
So those two.
I'm still confused. I'm still confused.
He did not get permission to use our military, and he used it.
He doesn't have to.
He does not necessarily need permission from Congress.
Can I say this?
Only to deploy our military.
And if he does, he has a six-day window to use troops. Diva, I'm agreeing with you because actually, honestly, I, as a matter of fact, if you look at most conflicts that we've been in, I believe only a small portion where the president has actually even gone before Congress and asked for permission to go.
You have to show me what those are.
I will show you them because I read them over the weekend.
Yeah, I need to know that because
fundamentally, if you go by the Constitution, you would think that they should, but there has been because of what they've always done. There's been because they have not always asked.
Hold on, Diva. He can use the military in defense of our national interest if he has a bona fide reason for doing it. He had no freaking reason to go into Libya. It was not in our national interest. He had no freaking reason to go into Egypt. It was not in our national interest.
You're right.
For either one of those
you're
places.
Correct.
Now,
you're
now tell me where Bush or anybody else would have.
I said Bush, Kennedy. I will give you a list. I did not know that.
Okay, but
I did not know that until I read it over the weekend, and I was reading the history of the presidents, and I was reading that if you look at the history of the presidents, they have the majority of our conflicts, whether when we've gone into combat in any way, the majority of them have not gone before Congress and gotten permission.
May I inject here?
Yes, sir.
The only reason we went after Gaddafi was because he was moving against the New World Order.
Now, you might be right about that.
Okay, again, I completely get that you may disagree with that. Or you may not like it, but again, you tell me which articles of the United States Constitution that President Obama violates that will cause him to be impeached.
Diva, Benghazi.
How? Benghazi what? That's not an offensive constitution.
And if not Benghazi, if this thing comes out about the IRS, you can best believe if he used the powers of his seat to go after conservative groups in the IRS, they're going to get him. Y'all might as well just get ready for the ride.
Okay. Which constitutional violation is that? That's all I'm asking. I mean, because you guys thought
Jesus,
the word
of
peace.
No, that's abuse of power. Abuse of power, abuse of office, automatic.
I can't
believe you would even
Steve,
say that.
I can't use my office.
No, because I'm like, you guys, whatever.
I mean, just seriously, I don't think it's not done all the time, but it's the problem is when you get caught. Oh, it's done all the time, and don't get me wrong, but he got caught. That's the problem. Go ahead, Mr. Dover.
Wait a minute. I can bring one. It's not going to rise to that level, but he didn't. He did not uphold DOMA. By him not supporting the Defense of Marriage Act, that was an act of I don't know if it was you can say treason, but he did not. Wait a minute. It's dereliction of duty because that was the law of the land and he refused to uphold it.
The attorney general has discretion of which
Hold
cases
on, Diva.
They
Hold on.
Should prosecute.
Hold on, Diva. Go ahead, Mr. Dover.
Okay. We used to get and try these people that have anti-American organizations. Now we are supporting these anti-American organizations in this country. And this is, again, crazy. And that's what I wanted to inject there, because we've got a lot of them. Don't you agree with the anti-Americanist activities going on in this country? And just like with Obama, he's got his brothers over there in other countries, and we're even exporting our terrorists now to Kenya. And that's been all over the radio this morning, that some of these homegrown terrorists have been shipped over to Kenya to do this mall, and we're going to get the same thing here because they've allowed all the terrorists in. So we're going to reap it. And it's a shame because these politicians allowed this to happen. And they should be held responsible as the traitors that they are.
His cap and trade legislation, even though it wasn't passed by the government, he didn't go through Congress, and the EPA is killing business left and right, killing whole industries left and right.
But that's not impeachable, is it?
Yes.
No, it's not, because every president has... Oh, gosh. Here's the thing. You think that this man does not have lawyers around him trying to loophole?
Members of the Ohio Nurses Association are striking this morning. Nurses at Northside Medical Center...
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Taking my call.
Okay. Dover.
Diva.
Go ahead, Diva.
You guys think that each president doesn't have a group of lawyers sitting around them trying to find the loopholes as to what they want to do? The Constitution has a bunch of loopholes in it, just like under the Bush administration, Cheney found the loopholes. I'm pretty sure the Obama administration is finding loopholes.
Guarantee you.
You may not like his policies. I get that. You may not agree with how he is running the country. I completely get that. But to say to impeach him because you think that he's tanking the country, that's no. The only impeachable offense is one where it violates the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, not your ideals.
Diva, quick question. How in the heck did they impeach Clinton? He had a Lewinsky.
Because President Clinton lied under oath. That's how they were able to impeach him. They couldn't impeach him just because he had sexual relations in the White House. They impeached him because he lied under oath.
And you don't think that President Obama can't be impeached? Listen, along the way, like I said, if anything else, the IRS, if they find any way that he was connected to him, they're going to impeach him. Now, he may not get convicted of the impeachment, but they're going to impeach him. Local caller.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I wanted to call back. That older man said how we're letting terrorists here and the ones that train go over there. And the ones that are making all these decisions, it's affecting them and their families, too. That's the evil of it. They're not exempt.
Wait a minute. That's another thing that he's done that's impeachable. He has vicariously suspended part of law, and he's not allowed to do that. He has to send that through Congress. But he violated the health care law. He put it off.
Jeff, yes, that's one
question.
Of the things the truckers will bring
Lord
up.
Have mercy.
Whoa. Who is that?
Alabama.
I just want to know. I ain't got nothing to say.
There
to
you go.
Nothing? I just want to say that if he sits there and watch people die, and we know that they had a live feed within 30 minutes of the whole situation taking place, and he's the defendant, supposed to uphold, defender of the Constitution. And that's one. And then secondly, just in its pure nature, Obamacare is infringement of people's property because my money is my property. So all presidents – now, one thing Diva said at the beginning, she said that all presidents hadn't done. That's a tough question. Well, not all, but many other presidents. That's a tough question because she's right. There are a lot of presidents that Bush – a lot of them did it, but – that doesn't make it right, but at the same time, that whole thing is wrong, all of it.
You know what gets me is he has also joined in lawsuits with foreign countries, Mexico, Bolivia, and Colombia, against Arizona, Georgia, and Alabama to stop them from enforcing immigration laws that are on the books. That is another thing. He is not defending the Constitution. That
immigration laws are not federal, they're state.
No, ma'am. We have federal immigration law, which is why Congress is going to uphold or vote on immigration here very shortly.
Okay. Here's the thing again. I mean, everything that you point out as to him violating the Constitution, I'm trying to see where, and I don't see it.
The president has to hold all the laws of the country and all the states throughout every state. He just can't make up new laws and new ways.
The president executes with the legislative, the executive branch executes with the legislative branch has passed the law.
Him.
It is for the Supreme Court to uphold. It is for the judicial system.
He can't go in running all willy nilly changing stuff because he feels like it.
Unless the Supreme Court or Congress say differently, and that's what he has done is not constitutional.
I doubt that they'll impeach him on those.
Right, I do too.
I doubt that they'll impeach him on that. But I'm telling y'all now. The Internal Revenue Service, I promise you, if he got one hair in that pot, they gonna nail him. And I'm just saying it is what it is. You realize that, right?
Well, they might be able to impeach him in the House. That's if the Republicans don't lose the House come 2014. That's if what you're saying is true. But it's gonna be another
situation. Diva, this is not about the
and
House.
Hello,
the
Hillary Senate. 2016.
Diva, this is not about the House. This is about the Senate.
The Senate is not going to impeach him as long as Democrats uphold it. I don't care what you guys say, because it's like a 6 degrees of separation with him. You guys find even a minute hair that belongs to a cousin of his, and y'all going to say, oh, he was involved, we're going to impeach him. The Senate's not going to do it. The same thing that they didn't do under Clinton.
They impeached Clinton.
No, only the House.
He was convicted and he was impeached. He was not removed.
Only the House impeached President Clinton. The Senate didn't even take it up.
No. He was impeached.
No, he was not
impeached
by both houses.
He was not removed from office. There's a difference between being impeached and removed from office. The first president to be impeached was not removed from office either.
Jackson.
I forget who it was. Harrison.
I believe it was Andrew Jackson.
Henry Harrison, but I'm not sure.
Was it Harrison? Is that six?
I think, but I'm not for certain.
If you do the research, you'll see only the House.
But I can tell you one thing that this president did that is an impeachable offense. He will not be impeached for it, and that's giving aid and comfort to the enemy by supplying the Muslim Brotherhood with weapons.
Again, which president did not supply potential?
Publicly, they are enemies of the United States of America.
Diva, they should really put you on the payroll.
I'm just saying, you guys are, I said, show me where there is an impeachable offense, according to the U.S. Constitution, that no other president has violated.
We had
Osama bin Laden for a reason. He didn't just pop up out of nowhere.
Tell me one president that you know of that has changed a law that has passed Congress for his own whim. Tell me one.
Say that again.
The health care law was passed by Congress, correct?
Correct.
Okay. United States Constitution, Supreme Court said that it could be put on as a tax, which they did not vote on. They voted on it as a mandate, and that they had the right to make people do whatever, because they really don't.
Because it's a tax, that was an illegal Supreme Court decision, because all taxation has to begin in the House, and that law began in the Senate.
Absolutely. Now, here's the point. My point is this. That law is the law of the land. He's not upholding it.
Yeah, he's suspending it.
He suspended it.
Parts of it as he chooses.
Right, and then he's given waivers as he chooses. That is unconstitutional. What he's done is he's created a good two-tiered system of life.
Before it was decided in the Supreme Court to be upheld, when was the mandate supposed to go into effect, and when was it suspended?
This year.
I believe it was wavered or held off before that decision. I believe that was the reason why they decided to hold off.
No, the mandate was never supposed to start before January 1st, 2014.
Right.
And when is it supposed to start?
It's been pushed back for everyone except individuals and small business.
So when is it supposed to start? When is it supposed to fully come into effect?
For everybody else, I don't know. It's been pushed back indefinitely for big business and the government employees. But you're going to pay it starting 2014, January 1st.
Right.
See, that's the thing that they've done to make this illegal, because all law has to be applied evenly among the people. And this law is not being applied evenly amongst the people.
Our tax laws aren't being applied evenly amongst the people. It don't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, but you don't see anybody getting impeached over that.
Tax law is being applied as written among the people. We're not talking
about... Not evenly.
That was not your question.
Yeah, but anyway, once again, no, Diva, there's lots of things that he's done that is highly irregular. Many of them are illegal, but some people are passing over it because they don't think it's worth the fight. But the thing is, all of those things are against the Constitution. All of them are him whittling away at the Constitution so that he can justify bigger whittles in the future. And that's what they're doing. They're taking over. When you hear the Tea Party say, I want my country back. That's what they mean. They're not saying because some black man has the country. No, that's, well, people aren't that stupidly naive, okay?
They are.
They have, no, they're not. They have a principle about themselves.
Oh, hold on. I got about 3 minutes, and I want to say this about race. I want everyone to understand that when you talk about racism and President Obama, it is like Kerry Washington not winning the Emmys on Sunday. Kerry Washington did not earn an Emmy on Sunday up against all the people she was with. So she was nominated. She was the first African-American to be nominated, which is a major feat. But just because she did not win does not mean people of the Academy are racist. And we need to quit calling out folks racist because it does, the outcomes don't happen the way that we think they should. Some things are just about straight down policy. Hey, I love Kerry Washington, and I love scandal like everybody else. But she did not deserve to win, even though she's a great actress. And it's the same thing with President Obama. Everything that people come after this man about is not because he's black. It's because he's wrong.
If the Tea Party would have formed in sometime in 2007, 2008, sure, I would give him the benefit of the doubt. But they didn't start forming and crying, I want my country
that's
back to the white man got an office, and they felt like he was going to steal something from them.
That's not true, Diva. That's a lie.
That
they
is true.
No, it isn't true, and they didn't form right away, Diva. Do you remember what happened to make the Tea Party form? Tea Party did not form until after the inauguration, until like May. What happened?
No, actually, hey Jeff,
I started already.
To be fair, the Ron Paul is the father of the Tea Party movement. It started in 2007 with his campaign, but
within
establishment Republicans didn't like his small government liberty message, and so they tried to distance him from it and bring in people like Michelle Bachmann to be the face of it. But it started with Ron Paul in 2007.
Correct. And it started
and
with
that
before
group
President
of
Obama.
Tea Parties are totally different than this group of Tea Partiers.
No,
I can understand why Ron Paul is the way he is. His supporters are the way they are. They believe in what they believe. These Tea Partiers that came up after inauguration, no. I'm sorry. I don't give them the benefit of the doubt that they're truly upset about politics.
Diva,
a group of racists,
name me one personal friend of yours that's in a Tea Party. One. Name me one Tea
Party
meeting that you've ever been to. Number two.
Yeah, Diva, I want to hear that.
Let's hear these.
Those two things. Why would I go to a Tea Party meeting?
So you won't speak on it, but you ain't never been to one.
Yes, I am, because I have that
okay,
right.
Well, you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
So you're speaking from
you need to be quiet on who they are.
So you're speaking from
a... I have an opinion, I have the right to speak on it, you may not agree. You're speaking from an ignorant point of view.
And what Democrats tell you to think.
All right, sure.
That's exactly where you're at. Where they tell
you
to think, and you're thinking right along that little line because you can't go no further because you don't know nothing else.
Here's the thing. You are so indoctrinated by the Republican Party that you can't even see closeted racism anymore. You can't see closeted racism. You're calling people the N-word.
Diva, we got to pull you down.
I can't take it.
She told me that I can't see closed racism.
You can't see closed racism, and they sitting up there in their party.
Hold on, Jeff. Let me show you closet racism.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people here who are manipulating people and trying to bully people into not supporting a candidate, not because he's not qualified, but because they don't care about who you are, and yet you going to toe the party line because you a Democrat?
I'm not in Youngstown, so
it
I can't
matter. It doesn't matter. You're talking about somebody can't recognize it. You can't recognize it. Go ahead, Tracy.
Well, you can't recognize it. I can recognize it going in that situation, and I'm not afraid to speak on it.
Well,
do I think that's not racism that was going on? Of course.
Diva.
Same thing with Diva.
Then why?
Well, you can't speak on it within your own party.
The Tea Party has nothing to do with Obama's race. Now, don't get me wrong. You've got racism everywhere. But
as a whole, they may not. But that small group that formed out in 2009, yes, they are.
No, they are not.
No,
they are not. You have no
yeah,
idea what
are.
You're talking about.
And the Koch brothers got to do got them to do their bidding based on their
bias and
their racist feelings.
No, Diva, this was not about his race. And as a matter of fact, there were never.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. You guys refuse to believe that for whatever reason. Because you think he's an elitist. He's not like you. You probably still think he ain't even really black.
He's not. And he don't like you. And I'm tired of y'all thinking that he really cares about y'all. I keep on telling y'all he's like the cousin that goes off to college and forgets where he came from. He never was you, he never knew you, and he's never going to do anything for you. And if you stand up and you wake up and you find out who he really is and start yelling, you're going to lose. Because at the end of the day, when all things go down, you didn't ask him for nothing, and the next person's not going to give you anything.
Look, you going to tell a story?
Which one?
I don't know. You want to let 216 come in?
Go ahead.
216, come on real quick. You got a minute.
Thanks. You know, Diva's making my point here. This is why it's not going to be wise to impeach Obama, whether he deserves it or not. People like Diva will go crazy. It will put the country in turmoil. There will be riots in the street. It won't be smart for Republicans.
Let them do it.
There'll be a huge backlash. There'll be a huge backlash. There will be violence. It's not going to look well for Republicans. Even though he deserves to be impeached, he should be impeached. It will not end well for the Republican Party.
Let him do it.
Or the country.
Let me ask you this. Will it help? If we have a revolution and it starts because of race, will it help us in the end? Because remember, we lost more lives.
We're
going to
be the bad guy, though.
We're
going to be the bad guys, though, in this. And I don't think it will end well.
No matter what.
I think it's better to ride it out.
The already made it that way.
It's better to ride it out, I think.
Ride what out? Because if we don't ride it out...
Ride out the next 3 years.
Hey, listen, tomorrow, Six and I will be here, but tomorrow... I mean, think about it. The Republicans aren't Republicans, the Democrats aren't Democrats, and the people are not satisfied. So the question is, why not just burn it down and start over again? You know, fire makes grass greener.
Start up.
I gotta go. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
That was a good one, Tracy. I don't know where you got that one from.
It's the truth.
That's true. Good one. I like it.
You
I like
it.
I'm with it.
Works.
See you tomorrow.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Weekdays, noon to 3 on News Talk 600.